You'll hear a teenager called Tim Jones talking to students at a secondary school about a shop he helped set up when he was 15. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me to speak to your school today about the business I helped to set up 3 years ago when I was 15 years old. It all started when my aunt and uncle retired. He'd worked for years as a mechanic and was happy to relax at home. She, on the other hand, was worried she might get bored and had decided to use her savings to set up a small shop in our town. I asked, "Can I help?" And my parents told me that was impossible. I was still at school. I eventually persuaded them to let me and promised that I wouldn't let it interfere with my schoolwork. So then we had to decide what exactly we'd sell. I'd always loved art at school, so we decided to choose something connected with arts or crafts of some kind. My math teacher said she'd give me some extra help if I needed it for the business, but it was my English teacher who suggested we should try selling pottery. She knew some people who made beautiful mugs as well as bowls and vases, things like that. We found a tiny shop that wasn't too expensive to rent, and some friends and I put up a sign I'd painted on the wall outside. We also created a really good logo for the shop on the computer. On the day we first opened, we were going to give out leaflets. Then we thought that people usually just throw those away and they're expensive to print. So instead, I stood outside the shop and handed out flowers. It was such an unusual thing to do that loads of people stopped and chatted, and many of them came into the shop then too, which was cool. The morning after we opened, my mum heard someone who'd come in and bought something talking about it in an interview about shopping in our town. I was getting ready for school and my mum called me into the kitchen to listen. She always has the radio on in the mornings and won't let me watch TV. A few weeks later, we seemed to be becoming quite popular, and one afternoon after school, when I was helping in the shop, who should come in but someone well known? And by that I don't mean a local football player or anything like that, only famous in our little town, but the chess grandmaster, Marlon McPherson. I was so surprised I could hardly speak. It soon became clear that pottery wasn't the only thing we could sell. Someone asked if we could display the silver jewellery they made in the shop, and I saw that it might be worth trying to sell some of my drawings as well. I'd done quite a lot of paintings too, but didn't think they were good enough. I was right about that. Then the person in charge of the local jazz band came into the shop one day and admired a poster I'd designed for the shop. He wondered if I'd be interested in designing a sweatshirt for the musicians to wear when they were playing. So that's how I started out. I'm now studying art and design at the local college and still helping with the shop every afternoon. My parents think that being a designer might not be a very secure career to choose and would prefer me to consider being a businessman instead. But I'm going to try and get into the fashion industry eventually. And although the shop does take up a lot of my time, I still manage to have fun with my friends. I love to relax with them and have a game of basketball, and I'm planning to start playing tennis soon. It's something I've always wanted to do. And if any of you want to know more about helping to run a shop when you're still a teenager, I'm here to answer all your questions.
Now you'll hear part two again.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me to speak to your school today about the business I helped to set up 3 years ago when I was 15 years old. It all started when my aunt and uncle retired. He'd worked for years as a mechanic and was happy to relax at home. She, on the other hand, was worried she might get bored and had decided to use her savings to set up a small shop in our town. I asked, "Can I help?" And my parents told me that was impossible. I was still at school. I eventually persuaded them to let me and promised that I wouldn't let it interfere with my schoolwork. So then we had to decide what exactly we'd sell. I'd always loved art at school, so we decided to choose something connected with arts or crafts of some kind. My math teacher said she'd give me some extra help if I needed it for the business, but it was my English teacher who suggested we should try selling pottery. She knew some people who made beautiful mugs as well as bowls and vases, things like that. We found a tiny shop that wasn't too expensive to rent, and some friends and I put up a sign I'd painted on the wall outside. We also created a really good logo for the shop on the computer. On the day we first opened, we were going to give out leaflets. Then we thought that people usually just throw those away and they're expensive to print. So instead, I stood outside the shop and handed out flowers. It was such an unusual thing to do that loads of people stopped and chatted, and many of them came into the shop then too, which was cool. The morning after we opened, my mum heard someone who'd come in and bought something talking about it in an interview about shopping in our town. I was getting ready for school and my mum called me into the kitchen to listen. She always has the radio on in the mornings and won't let me watch TV. A few weeks later, we seemed to be becoming quite popular, and one afternoon after school, when I was helping in the shop, who should come in but someone well known? And by that I don't mean a local football player or anything like that, only famous in our little town, but the chess grandmaster, Marlon McPherson. I was so surprised I could hardly speak. It soon became clear that pottery wasn't the only thing we could sell. Someone asked if we could display the silver jewellery they made in the shop, and I saw that it might be worth trying to sell some of my drawings as well. I'd done quite a lot of paintings too, but didn't think they were good enough. I was right about that. Then the person in charge of the local jazz band came into the shop one day and admired a poster I'd designed for the shop. He wondered if I'd be interested in designing a sweatshirt for the musicians to wear when they were playing. So that's how I started out. I'm now studying art and design at the local college and still helping with the shop every afternoon. My parents think that being a designer might not be a very secure career to choose and would prefer me to consider being a businessman instead. But I'm going to try and get into the fashion industry eventually. And although the shop does take up a lot of my time, I still manage to have fun with my friends. I love to relax with them and have a game of basketball, and I'm planning to start playing tennis soon. It's something I've always wanted to do. And if any of you want to know more about helping to run a shop when you're still a teenager, I'm here to answer all your questions.
That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.